By a show of hands, how many of you are baptized?
Of course.
Now, here's a pop quiz. How many of you have had an experience of the Holy Spirit? Not one hand. One hand, kind of.
Without knowing it at the time, I'm sure.
So it's a trick question. When you were baptized, you were sealed by the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And marked as Christ's own forever. A priest said that as he or she, probably he for most of you here, marked the sign of the cross on your forehead. And a whole congregation prayed for you. Fill John with your holy and life-giving spirit. Every single one of you have had an experience of the Holy Spirit, whether you are aware of it or not. Now this morning, the gospel, it lends itself to us exploring how the gifts of the Holy Spirit play out. And today in this congregation, we're celebrating what we're calling Spiritual Gifts Sunday. It's a spiritual gifts celebration. And Jesus displays the most spiritual gifts of all those present in the gospel today, but so do the people in the crowd. So does blind Bartimaeus. He even displays a spiritual gift. Now, it's no surprise that Jesus is revealing the most spiritual gifts and how they play out today. If you read into the scripture, you can find that Jesus is living out these and probably more spiritual gifts. Healing, helps, exhortation, wisdom, mercy, mission, miracles, hospitality, faith, and leadership. All displayed in just a few short verses of text this morning. All happening by the power of the Holy Spirit through Jesus. The spiritual gifts seem to just flow through Jesus here and in other places in the gospel. But I think it's a little bit more of a challenging journey for everyone else in the gospel, for us. At this point in the gospel, people knew Jesus in a certain way. A crowd at this point is following Jesus around. The people who are following him, even as disciples, really don't know much about the core of who Jesus is yet. And every time something is revealed, or every time somebody conjectures about who Jesus is, he says, "Stay quiet! Don't talk about it!" throughout the Gospel of Mark. Then there's Bartimaeus. Though he's literally the blind man in the story, it's all those around him, his friends, his peers, his society, that render him unseen. The people around him, their eyes can see, but this guy's by the roadside. He's poor, he's begging, and he's cloaked in invisibility and disposable as a result. But he speaks up. They may not see him, but he makes sure he's heard. He shouts out. He's suffering, and he was longing for somebody to see him. And when he speaks up, what do? The people say, "Be quiet. Hush. Don't bother Jesus with your unworthiness." The people around him, that's their priority. They don't want this man's cries to be heard because they want things to stay the way that they are. They want order to stay established. They want to reestablish the social hierarchy. How dare this man speak? They want everybody to stay comfortable, most of all. Can you imagine this man causing a ruckus and here's Jesus coming into the midst of things? Don't mess this up, Bartimaeus. As Debbie Thomas from the Journey with Jesus Foundation puts it, "But that comfort is precisely what Jesus renders impossible. Once the crowd sees Bartimaeus, they can't unsee him. Once Jesus opens their eyes to his full humanity, they must respond with compassion. It's the gift, the spiritual gift of mercy that Jesus draws out of them." And then they respond to Bartimaeus, "Take heart, get up, he's calling you. Jesus is calling you. I don't know this for sure, but I suspect the crowd heals, Jesus heals the crowd first so that they can in turn participate in Bartimaeus' healing, another gift of the Spirit. What the blind man needs is not physical sight alone, but he also needs visibility and validation within his community. So it's in a double miracle story that Jesus grants both. We have the example of this manifestation of the spiritual gift of mercy among those in the crowd. It's the ability to identify with and actually feel the physical, mental, and spiritual pain or distress of others and feel the absolute necessity to do something to relieve them. And that spiritual gift could only be made known, could only play out when the community could open their eyes to it, when they were open to being led by the Spirit. And then there's a surprising one, Bartimaeus. In his blindness, he can see what the crowd does not. What does he cry out? Jesus, Son of David! It's a title Jesus has never made public in his ministry. But the blind man sees who Jesus really is. Jesus' true self. Who God made Jesus to be. Even Jesus' disciples were struggling to understand who Jesus was, who their teacher really was. Most of them were too busy looking at what they want to see. They see Jesus as the magician, the political and military leader, the carpenter's son, the wise man. And they're too busy to notice what the blind man, who's free of all these filters, discerns so quickly. Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, the Son of David. And here we see in Bartimaeus the manifestation of the spiritual gift of knowledge, the ability to ascertain and to understand the universal and timeless truths of God and link them with the church and its mission through Christ for justice and righteousness in the world. Now, what stood out to me about blind Bartimaeus was his cloak. This man had nothing. He was blind and he begged for food, but he had that cloak. It was like his security blanket. It may have been one of his only possessions. It kept him warm when he slept at night on the street. He sat on it. He probably spread it out to collect the coins that people would drop on the way past him as he begged. He gathered up the coins in it at night, and it would buy him food. That cloak was his identity. He may have had so little that he had to beg, but he had his cloak. And here's what's so powerful about what happens when Bartimaeus gets up and goes to Jesus. It says, throwing off his cloak, he sprang up to Jesus, but he got rid of the one thing that gave him a particular identity, an identity that was holding him back, an identity that didn't allow him to live fully who God made him to be in this world. He threw off his cloak and sprang up and went to Jesus. The one thing the man wants, he says to Jesus, is to see again. I think that the seeing came when he threw off the cloak. The old identity was gone. In shedding the cloak, Bartimaeus shed his false self. Everything everybody saw him to be, everything that was projected upon him, everything he started to believe about himself. Bartimaeus has a spiritual gift. He has this knowledge of the Son of David, the Messiah. And it's the bold offering of that gift to Jesus that makes him rise free of his cloak. And it's this point in the gospel that Jesus simply stands still. Maybe it's because Bartimaeus has delighted him, astounded him, when he simply sees Jesus for who he is, Most did not and could not. This is what's at the heart of spiritual gifts. On the surface, we present ourselves in certain ways to the world. They become our cloaks. But deep down lies what is true. Who others see us to be is familiar and safe. But deep down, there is who God made us to be and what God calls us to do to make a difference in the world. The gospel says that once Bartimaeus throws off his cloak, he follows Jesus on the way. When he sheds his cloak, he sheds his identity. He claims a new identity as one who follows Jesus. Every one of us in this room has had an experience of the Holy Spirit in baptism and has been had bestowed upon us throughout our life spiritual gifts, whether we've claimed them or not. And they're given to us to build up the church and to ultimately make a difference in this world. But like the crowd, like Bartimaeus, we have to start seeking to see by abandoning the cloaks that cover up and conceal what God made us to do. It helps for us to discern what's underneath the cloak. What are the gifts? Now, finally, this is perhaps the most reassuring part of the story. Jesus asks Bartimaeus, "What is your heart's desire? What do you want me to do for you?" Now, that's a bizarre question, right? Of course, Bartimaeus is going to want Jesus to give him his vision, right? How hard could it be to figure out what he wants? But Jesus asks anyway. He doesn't just assume that Bartimaeus wants to see. He doesn't reduce him to his blindness. Instead, he honors Bartimaeus in all his human complexity, a man who has many desires, many longings, many needs. Bartimaeus has already revealed his spiritual gift, knowledge. Now Jesus is inviting him into the honest self-reflection essential if Bartimaeus is going to keep growing into the fullness of that gift. These are questions for us to ask in light of the gifts we've discovered we've been given. What is in your heart? What do you long for? What do you imagine Jesus desires for you? Where in your deepest desires might you and God find each other? These questions in the same breath can be lovely and terrifying. What if we actually started living the life God made us to live, as individuals and as the church? Bartimaeus had an identity as a blind, burdened, begging man. He gets up. He walks free. He can see, and the exchange has helped others to see in a different way. Can you imagine what might be possible for the church if we got up and could see and start living out the gifts God has given us? Can you imagine if we threw off our cloaks that covered up those gifts and revealed who we really are, had our eyes opened to one another's potential, to one another's spiritual gifts? Can you imagine if we trusted God to give us the desires of our hearts? That's what we're here to celebrate. That's what Spiritual Gifts Sunday is all about. God, who's at work in and around us, is going to bring to life the potential of the gifts of the Spirit that have been given to us. God, through us, gives us vision and helps us to see. So may it be so. Amen.